Connect. This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio on the line live from San Francisco. We have Cherry, who is being interviewed about the recent visit from the FCC telling San Francisco Liberation Radio that what they're doing is illegal and they could face $17,000 in fines and or a year in jail. So are you going to take the $17,000?
Actually, we're going to present them with an alternative authority to broadcast is sort of our idea. We are still working on our legal strategy, so I'm not so much going to go into that. But yeah.
So what happened? Everybody was sitting there one day and playing Cheech and Chong and spinning hot wax, and then all of a sudden they knocked at the door?
Well, yeah, they couldn't get past. There was a gate that they couldn't get past, so they alerted our neighbors. And the neighbors came and got us, and we went out and talked to them, and they were fairly, I don't know, it seemed like they were just sort of doing their jobs and sort of not really interested in exactly what we were doing, but had to deliver this thing and asked to come in and inspect the equipment, which we then declined, you know, and asked them if they had a warrant, and they didn't have a warrant, and so they delivered us a letter that said that we have 10 days to respond with either a permit or authority to broadcast, and or we face up to $17,000 fines or a year in jail.
So are you going to move all the equipment to the hills of San Francisco?
We're burying it, actually. No, actually, I think the motion is to move it to the Golden Gate Bridge and broadcast from the top.
All
of Golden
right.
Gate. Yeah.
Now, there's an idea whose time has come. And
yeah.
So are you a DJ?
I am a DJ.
Okay, so do you just DJ at the San Francisco Liberation Radio?
Yes, I am only a DJ here, but we do. We web stream, and there's a web stream that picks up some of our shows. And
Isn't the web stream new? Fairly new?
Fairly new. We've had it for about a year, probably.
Oh. Where have I been?
And we've been around for 10 years, I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The station itself, the pirate radio station itself, has been around for 10 years. And so what do you use to stream?
What program do you use to stream?
Yeah, what software?
I'm not the expert on that.
Oh, you don't have to be an expert. Is it Linux, or is it Shoutcast, or Winamp, or...?
I think it's, we have a VOG Orpis stream,
yeah.
and also a Winamp stream.
Yeah, doesn't that sound like the invasion of the body snatchers, something like that? We only use VOG Orpis.
It really does.
It really is the invasion of the Augites. So you have attempted to rally community support, and obviously the station has been around for a long time, and so people are willing to come out and offer that support. So what's your first action going to be to counter this visit from the FCC?
Well, we're going to confront them on several different fronts, but the one that I feel most free to speak about is the political aspect of it. We're trying to get the city government of San Francisco to support us and to instruct the police to, as much as possible, not cooperate with the federal government, which is something that was similar to what happened with the Cannabis Buyers Clubs before California passed Proposition 215, which allowed for medical marijuana. There were Cannabis Buyers Clubs in the city of San Francisco that the city government had instructed to not be raided by the police department. So it's not unprecedented for them to make these sort of edicts, and so we're going to try to get them to do that. And we're also going to, we've been in contact with a bunch of lawyers from the National Lawyers Guild, and we haven't actually met with any of them, but we're going to see what they have to say.
So are you going to take this thing to trial? Are you going to, because that's always a lot of fun to have your day in court, are you going to take this are you going to allow them to take you to court?
If it comes to that, yeah, probably. It depends on which tactics they take, and if they, like, they have several different tactics available to them, and so whether they decide to like seize all our equipment or file an injunction against us or levy fines. It depends on which we actually take. They haven't actually levied fines yet. They're just threatening to. So, but we have applied twice for a license to broadcast. So, I think we're going to apply again just for good measure and see what happens.
Yeah, this is, sometimes it's just better to walk away and have a different location so they have to start all over again. Mm-hmm. This gets very, very complicated. So is there any plans to get the cannabis Buyers Club and the San Francisco Liberation Radio together? Maybe you can combine the two.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, man. No juice.
I think that, the landlord would have a problem with the whole thing.
we were thinking at this military think tank.
What?
We were thinking at this military think tank here in Pittsburgh that nobody cares about, that's run by CMU. We're thinking we should announce that there's an abortion clinic and a pro-choice office in the same building.
Is there really, or are you just going to announce it?
No, there's not really, but...
You never know at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, have you been to Pittsburgh?
I've flown over it. Flown in and out.
Well, they call it the most leavable city. They call it Grey Town, my friends who come from California.
Uh-huh.
And so, what's your relationship with the Independent Media Center?
Several people involved with the Independent Media Center have shows and conduct. We have a daily news show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is largely put together by members of the Independent Media Center, and that's Monday through Thursday, actually, from 6 until 7. And
so if people are hitting your website, what's your URL number?
It's liberationradio.net,
mm-hmm.
and we do live streaming through there. And,
and are you on 24/7 on the web?
On the web, we are not on 24/7. We broadcast from 9 in the morning until 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I would suggest you just put it like on a playlist and
mm-hmm.
press continuous.
Really?
Especially for those of us out here who can listen to you in the middle of the night
mm-hmm.
in Pittsburgh, and it's only like 10 o'clock there.
Right.
Is this your first visit from the FCC?
Since we've moved, we moved about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first visit since we've moved, but we've had many interactions with the FCC prior to that location change.
Yeah, we have had a lot of different attempts at pirate radio stations or free radio stations out here, and, like people would want to become famous and go to New York City, or the equipment would blow up or something like that. We had some equipment here that reached my entire street.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really the power of the Tower of Power.
Right. So you don't broadcast live, you just are a web stream?
We're only web stream, and we're looking for some monies and some equipment so that we can do more than this. But for right now, we're only on the web. We've been there for 3 years, and we go around the different Seattle-type uprisings and have emergency broadcast systems. We set them up for different places, and you've probably seen some of that on microradio.net.
Yes.
Okay. So are you a native San Francisco
I am.
Oh, wow. See, it's just, when I visited there, I just loved it, but I couldn't believe it. It was just like, to live in a leaky basement, cost a lot of money a month. Is it still like that?
Tell me. Well, it's getting slightly better. There's a lot more vacancies now, and so it's much easier to find places, and landlords are not quite as, it's more of a renter's market, but it's still pretty, probably definitely compared to Pittsburgh, it's...
Yeah, we bought our house for $9,000, turn the key, move in.
That's amazing.
That's what my friends are paying, for 3 or 4 months worth of rent out there.
Yeah.
Now, so they served you with these papers, mm-hmm. and is there any timeline? Is there any dates?
We have 10 days with which to respond.
Okay. Okay, and so what you'll do is if something comes up, something will be placed on the Indy Media site about an update of all this?
Certainly, yes, of course.
And if people are looking for you again, it's liberationradio.org?
.net.
.net.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would ever think that we would talk like this? Vorbis, Vorbis.
.tv. Yeah, we don't say period anymore.
You know, you should start a TV station. We just got some software, and we're going to start streaming audio and video.
Oh, terrific.
And it's a lot of fun. Right now, Real Player has a free version, a demo version of Real that allows you to broadcast over the web and have 25 viewers.
Terrific.
Right now, all you see is my children throwing oatmeal at the webcam. Well, listen, I appreciate your time.
But there was also somebody else who wanted to talk to you who is...
Put them on.
And, well, she's not here right now, but I can send her your phone number.
Okay.
Her name's Sunny.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up because I don't want to give the phone number over the air. I'm sure she doesn't want...
I have your phone number, though, since I can't.
Her phone number.
I'll just email it to her.
Okay, so you're going to give her my phone number.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news is breaking from San Francisco all the way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cherry, we thank you very much for your time, and please keep us abreast of what's going on with San Francisco Liberation Radio.
Thank you so much.